The FTA's concerns about conflicts of interest revolve around the role of two employees for Parsons Brinckerhoff, the firm currently managing the light rail project for MnDOT and the Metropolitan Council. Both of those employees have since been reassigned to other projects to allay agency concerns. One of them, former interim project director William Stead, told the committee that last year, MnDOT attempted to award a $35 million management contract to his firm without competitive bidding. He says the move was unusual for such a large contract, but he scurried to prepare his firm's proposal. Stead said he knew such a move would also need clearance from the FTA in order for it to help fund the light rail line.
You would need to certainly consult with FTA in advance of doing something like this. And that's and that was the responsibility of our grantee, Metro Council, Metro Transit, and I'm not sure what happened there. I wasn't involved.
Stead says his proposal was returned to him unopened, and instead, Parsons Brinckerhoff was asked to serve as interim project manager while MnDOT took competitive bids for permanent management. Stead says MnDOT raised no concerns about his multiple roles in the project. Ultimately, Parsons Brinckerhoff won the permanent management contract over the objections of its competitor, Booz Allen Hamilton. Booz Allen claimed Parsons had the upper hand because it was already involved with the light rail line. Kent Allen, assistant commissioner with the State Administration Department, examined and ultimately rejected the firm's charges.
One of the things that we were most interested in assessing is whether the Parsons responders had essentially insider information or had any relevant information that wasn't available to the other interested parties.
But Allen says his administration department didn't know until Stead's admission before the committee Tuesday that Parsons Brinckerhoff actually prepared the sole source proposal. He thought his agency dissuaded MnDOT before it made any requests to outside firms. Allen says knowing Stead's full role in light rail planning would have made his agency more thorough in analyzing Booz Allen's claims of discrimination in the bidding.
Had we known about the request to prepare the earlier proposal, I'm confident we would have at least asked some additional questions regarding that.
Parsons Brinckerhoff's William Stead says he was reassured by MnDOT that his role posed no conflict of interest problems. He says the light rail project is progressing well, and he accepted reassignment because the FTA allows no appeals of its decisions. At the hearing, MnDOT's Richard Stair said the agency's attempt to work with a single firm was forced by the project's tight deadlines to secure federal funds.
The exercise of going through and exploring whether or not a sole source contract could be done was driven upon us by it was June. We needed to finish and submit the preliminary engineering by October. A six-month process to get a consultant on board was going to kill the project.
Steps in the process to secure federal funds ultimately raised questions from the very agency MnDOT was trying to impress. Committee Chairman Phil Krenke, a Republican and longtime critic of light rail, says the hearing vindicated his concern that MnDOT cut too many corners in the planning process.
They knew they were under a time frame to get this project done. They had to meet certain deadlines of time to submit this information to the FTA in order to get a full funding grant agreement, and they went outside the bounds of full and open competition in order to get there.
To address the FTA's concerns, the Metropolitan Council plans to review all contracts awarded for the $548 million project so far and to establish more in-house expertise to oversee the project. In addition, the agency may have to rebid the management contract that led to Stead's reassignment and Booz Allen's protest. At the Capitol, I'm Amy Radel, Minnesota Public Radio.